Good evening, children and all. You are listening to Rajarata Guru Gedra English program. Stay at home and be safe. But don't forget to continue your studies, children. Especially don't forget to learn English. No need to work hard for it. As a hobby, you can listen to English programs, listen to English songs, and further you can listen to English news. ආදරණීය දුවේ පුතේ ඔබ නිවසේ රැඳී සිටින මෙම කාලය තුළ ඔබේ සෞඛ්‍ය පිළිබඳව අවධානය යොමු කරනවා මෙන්ම ඔබේ පාඩම් වැඩ කටයුතු දොමදක නොකරන්න වග බලා ගන්න. ඒට ඔබට අමතර වෙහෙසක් යොදවන්න අවශ්‍ය නැහැ. ඔබේ විනෝදාංශයක් ලෙස ඉංග්‍රීසි වැඩසටහන් වලට සවන් දෙන්න. එමෙන්ම ඉංග්‍රීසි ගීතවලට සවන් දෙන්න පුළුවන්. තවදුරටත් ඔබට ඉංග්‍රීසි ප්‍රවෘත්ති වලට සවන් දෙන්න පුළුවන්. Okay, children, now get ready for today's lesson. Today I saw some videos in the internet. I'm going to tell you about them. Listen carefully. Dayapura Duwe Puthe Mama Ada Ude Antarjale video kīpayak dakka. Mama obata ewa monawada kiyala kiyannai sudanam wenne honin sawan denna. The first video. It is about a theft. Palaweni video wa horakamak gana. A necklace is stolen. A necklace is stolen. Malayak horakam karala. A necklace is stolen by somebody. Karapu kenekena sandahanak naha malayak horakam karala. The second video. A flying car is invented. A flying car is invented. පියාසර කරන්න පුළුවන් මෝටර රථයක් නිපදවලා. The flying car is invented by somebody. මේක නිර්මාණය කරපු කෙනා ගැන සඳහනක් තිබුණේ නැහැ. එහි වීඩියෝ පමණයි අන්තර්ගත වුණේ. In the third video, a dead body is found. A dead body is found. මල සිරුරක් සොයා ගනු ලබයි. Okay, children. First, let's write down these three incidents. And after that, we can discuss. Palamu, mema siduvim kipe liyagamu. Inpasuva api, meva tekka ada padamatati sambandhe balamu. Okay. Let's write down number one. A necklace is stolen. A necklace, necklace, a necklace is, is, stolen, stolen. A necklace is stolen. Leave one line and write number two. A flying car is invented. A, capital A letter, flying car, F-L-Y-I-N-G, flying car, C-A-R, is, is, invented, I-N-V-E-N-T-E-D. Then again leave one line and write the third one. A dead body is found. A dead, D-E-A-D, body, B-O-D-Y, is, I-S, found, F-O-U-N-D. A dead body is found. Okay, children. Now think in these three sentences, is the doer given? මෙම වාක්‍ය තුන දිහා බලලා හිතන්න මේ වාක්‍ය තුනේ ක්‍රියාව කරපු කෙනා. We call it in English subject or the doer. මෙහි කරපු කෙනා ගැන සඳහනක් තියෙනවද? Number one, a necklace is stolen. Number two, a flying car is invented. Number three, a dead body is found. I know. Your answer is no. දයාපර දුවේ පුතේ මෙම අවස්ථා තුනේදීම ක්‍රියාව කරන කෙනා ගැන සඳහනක් නැහැ. In these three situations, the doer or the subject is not given. What do you call this type of sentences? What do you call this when the doer is not given? Yes, I know. You know the answer. කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය. We call it in English passive voice. Let's write down today's topic, that is passive voice. PASSIVE, passive voice, VOICE. Okay, children, look at the first one. A necklace is stolen. Malayak surakam karla. We do not know the doer, the thief. Api mehi kriyava karapu kena gana danni ne. In the second sentence, a flying car is invented. Piyasara karna modaratayak nipadavala. We do not know the doer. Mehi tapi nipadavapu kena gana danni ne. Ehe sandhaan vela tibbe ne. In the third situation also, a dead body is found. We do not know whether the person is killed or not. මෙතනදි මේ පුද්ගලයා කවුරු විසින් හෝ මරා දැමලද කියන විස්තර ගැන අපි දන්නේ නැහැ. Then you can get an idea. Why do we use passive voice? We use passive voice. Let's write down this under the topic. Passive voice. Passive voice කියලා ලියපු මාතෘකාවෙන් මෙන්න මේ භාවිතය ගැන සඳහන් කරගමු. We use passive voice. Number one, when the doer is not known. When, W-H-E-N, the doer, the, T-H-E, doer, D-O-E-R, is, I-S, not known. N-O-T, not known, K-N-O-W-N. Main kevenne, api krimema kriyava karapu kena gena nodanna vita apita karmakaraka vakya ratawa yoda ganna puluwa. Then write the second situation. When the doer is not given. When the doer is not given. N-O-T, not given, G-I-V-E-N. When the doer is not given. Samhara avasthavala yamak karapu. කෙනාගෙන සඳහනක් නොවන අවස්ථාවවලදීත් අපිට කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය රටාව යොදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. Then as the third one you can write down this point. When the doer is not important. When the doer is not important. When the doer is not N-O-T, not important. I-M-P-O-R-T-A-N-T. සමහර අවස්ථාවල කරන ක්‍රියාව හෝ කරන දේ වැදගත් වෙන අවස්ථාවල නම් ක්‍රියාව කරන කෙනා නොවැදගත් වෙන අවස්ථාවලදී කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය රටාව යොදා ගන්න පුළුවන්. You can check them again. We use passive voice when the doer is not known, when the doer is not given, and when the doer is not important. Okay, children. There's a structure to form passive voice. Let's write down it first. Dwepute apideng karmakaraka vakya ratawa godanagena aakrutiya liyagamu. You can write down it across the line. Line ekak dige liyagamu harahata. Object, O-B-J-E-C-T, object plus. Karmayata ekathu karanna one object plus. B verb, B-E-V-E-R-B, B verb, object, plus, B verb, plus, plus kya nekat kirema, past participle, P-A-S-T, past participle, P-A-R-T-I-C-I-P-L-E, object, plus, B verb, plus, past participle, object plus B verb plus past participle. But when the doer is given, we can add it at the end of the sentence. Mekata karmakaraka vakya samahara velavata katrukaraka vakyak diyati vita hi katru sandhan velatiyena kota apita කතරු අගට එකතු කරගන්න පුළුවන් මේ මාකෘතියට මෙන්න මේ විදියට බලමු. Object plus B verb plus past participle you have already written it. Plus, meka tagata ekathu karagamu. By, by, wishing. By, plus, subject. Apita avashya nam pamana, di yati vitaka, karmakaraka vakya hadana kota. Doer, if not the subject, can be added at the end. Check the structure again. Object plus be verb plus past participle plus by plus subject. Okay, children, let's learn how to form passive voice sentences in simple present tense. Today we are going to discuss the tense simple present tense. Separately, you can write down this topic, simple present tense. S-I-M-P-L-E, simple, present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present, tense, T-E-N-S-E. අදාපි කතා කරන්නේ සරල වර්තමාන කාලය ගැන පමණයි කොහොමද කර්තෘකාරක වාක්‍යයක් කර්මකාරක වාක්‍යයක් බවට හරවගන්නේ සරල වර්තමාන කාලයේදී Then children tell me, do you know what are be verbs? Let's listen to this song and learn what be verbs are.
I ต้อง ใช้ กับ am You ต้อง ใช้ กับ are We ต้อง ใช้ กับ are They ก็ ต้อง ใช้ กับ are I am You are, we are, they are. He ต้อง ใช้ กับ is. She ต้อง ใช้ กับ is. It ต้อง ใช้ กับ is. He, she, it ต้อง ใช้ กับ is. He is. She is, it is. Ba-da-ba-da-ba, I am. You are, we are, they are. He is, she is, it is. Ba-da-ba-da, I am. You are, we are, they are. I ต้อง ใช้ กับ am You ต้อง ใช้ กับ are We ต้อง ใช้ กับ are They ก็ ต้อง ใช้ กับ are I am You areใช้กับ is it ต้องใช้กับ is he she it ต้องใช้กับ is he is she is it is put up put up I am you are we are they
I think you have got the answer. What are the be verbs? In the simple present tense, there are only three be verbs which we use am, is, are. What are the be verbs? Am, is, are. Then there's another in the structure. அர்க்காலிந்துன் ஆக்ருத்தியே தேனமா past participle கேலா. What is past participle? That is the third form of a verb. Let's write down some examples. அப்பு உதாகர்ன கேப்பியாக்கிலியாகன பலமும் முனாதமே past participle கியான்னே. Number one, eat, E-A-T, eat. Then in front of that one you can write the other two words. May eat ke na vachan israheng anik vachan da kali aganna. Ate, A-T-E. Eaten, E-A-T-E-N. Eat, ate, eaten. E-A-T-Eat, A-T-E. Eaten, E-A-T-E-N. Here, eaten is the past participle. அப்பி சரலவ கேவுக்குவோத் பிரியாப்பதேக தும்வினி சரூப்பே. வித்தியட சலக்கனம் past participle எக்க. Eat, ate, eaten. Number 2, read, R-E-A-D, read. Read, R-E-A-D, read. The same spellings. Then the third form is also red, R-E-A-D, red. Then third one, sing, sang, sung. Sing, S-I-N-G, sing, sang, S-A-N-G, sang, sung, S-U-N-G. Here, sung is the past participle form of sing. Then number 4, play, P-L-A-Y. Then what is the past form? P-L-A-Y-E-D. Then the same. P-L-A-Y-E-D, played, is the past participle form. Then the last example, draw, D-R-A-W, draw. The past form is drew, D-R-E-W. Then the third form, if not, the past participle is drawn, D-R-A-W-N, drawn. Children, let's turn some active sentences into passive voice. Write down this example. Number 1, I play cricket. I play cricket. I play, P-L-A-Y, cricket, C-R-I-C-K-E-T. Here, I is the subject. You can write it in a shortened form. Using S. அப்பி ஐக்கி எனக்கட்டு கேட்டியங் subject. The doer. கிரியாவ கரணக்கினா. I play செல்லாங் கரணவா. That is the verb. கிரியாப்பாதே cricket. கரமிய. We call it in English object. Here cricket is the object. Cricket will take cricket. Object first, according to our structure, akrutetanu apissalamagamu object eka, that is cricket. Then what is the suitable be verb? Cricket is, is, cricket is. What is the past participle of play? That is played. Cricket is played. Here, the doer is given, so we can add it at the end. அப்பிட அவசானிட, மெய் கத்ருதிலதேனின் தேகதுகுரண்டு புளுவாங். But, there is another rule here. மேகடத் தவுதையாக் பலன்னோனே. Here, the pronoun I is given as the subject. மெய் ஐக்கியன கத்ருதிலதேனின்னா, மேயா வாக்கியாகட்ட எனக்குட, யாக்கி objective சருப்பே தமாகான்னே. எத்துக்குட, ஐக்கியனக்கி objective form எக்க me. Cricket is played by me. When we add subject at the end of the sentence, we use objective pronoun. You can write down these. I write down these examples. I, then you can use an arrow. Italekin pennanna I kiyanne object use rupe. Me, M, E. Then second one, V, arrow. Italekin pennanna us. I, me, we, us. Then number three, you, the objective form is also you. He, the objective form is him, H-I-M. The next one, she, the objective form is her, H-E-R, her. It, I-T, the objective form is also it. The last one, they, T-H-E-Y, they, the objective form is T-H-E-M, objective pronoun. You can check them again, I, me, we, us, you, he, him, she, her, it, they. අපි වාක්‍යයක මුලට යෙදෙනකොට මේ subject pronouns ඒ කියන්නේ I, we, you, he, she, it, they යෙදෙනවා. නමුත් වාක්‍ය ප්‍රගට යෙදෙනකොට objective pronoun එක තමයි යොදන්නේ. එතකොට මෙහි කර්තෘ එකතු කරනකොට by මගින් අපිට මේ objective pronoun එක තමයි යොදාගන්න වෙන්නේ. Right. Children, today is our father's birthday. This is how we do arrangements usually. Let's write down them. Number one, mother makes sweets. Mother, M-O-T-H-E-R, makes, M-A-K-E-S, sweets, S-W-E-E-T-S. Here you can leave two lines and write the second one. Then there you can turn this sentence into passive voice. Pehli deka kida thiyala liyagana devenika. Number two, sister makes the birthday cake. Sister makes the birthday cake. Sister, S-I-S-T-E-R, makes, M-A-K-E-S, the T-H-E, birthday, B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y, cake, C-A-K-E. Here also you can leave two lines and move to third one. Granny prepares dinner. Granny, G-R-A-N-N-Y, prepares, P-R-E-P-A-R-E-S, dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R. Granny prepares dinner. Number four, our brother and grandpa decorate home. Our brother and grandpa decorate home. Our, brother, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, and A-N-D, grandpa, G-R-A-N-D-P-A, grandpa, decorate, D-E-C-O-R-A-T-E, decorate, home, H-O-M-E. Our brother and grandpa decorate home. Number five, uncle brings a birthday gift. Uncle brings a birthday gift. Uncle, U-N-C-L-E, brings, B-R-I-N-G-S, a birthday, B-I-R-T-H-D-A-Y, gift, G-I-F-T. The last one, I take photos. I take, T-A-K-E, photos, P-H-O-T-O-E-S. I take photos. Okay, now try to turn these sentences into passive voice. Then, මේ දීලා තියෙන කර්තෘකාරක වාක්‍ය කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය බවට හරවන්න බලන්න. First, you can underline the subject, verb and object. As we did the example earlier, you can underline the subject, verb and object. Then, see whether the object is singular or plural. ඊළඟට කර්මය ඒකවචනද බහුවචනද කියලා බලන්න. ඒ අනුව තමයි be verb එක යොදන්න වෙන්නේ, am ද, is ද, are ද කියන එක. Then think about the past participle form of the given verb. වාක්‍යයේ දීලා තියෙන ක්‍රියාපදයේ past participle ස්වරූපය මොකද්ද කියලා බලන්න. Right. Let's move to first sentence. Mother makes sweets. Mother makes sweets. Here, sweets, that is the object. Sweets are. The correct be verb is are. Sweets are. What is the past participle form of make? That is made. M-A-D-E. Sweets are made. M-A-D-E. By mother. Sweets are made by mother. Number two, sister makes the birthday cake. Here, the birthday cake is the object. The birthday cake, that is singular, so we use the be verb is. The birthday cake is made by sister. Here also the past participle form of make is made, M-A-D-E. The birthday cake is made by sister. Then, number three, granny prepares dinner. Here, dinner is the object. Dinner is prepared. P-R-E-P-E-R-E-D. Dinner is prepared by granny. Dinner is prepared by granny. Then, number four, our brother and grandpa decorate home. Here home is the object, that is singular. Home is, the past participle form of decorate is decorated. Home is decorated by our brother and grandpa. Home is decorated by our brother and grandpa. Fifth one. Uncle brings a birthday gift. Here, a birthday gift is the object. A birthday gift is brought. B-R-O-U-G-H-T. Brought is the past participle form of bring. A birthday gift is brought by uncle. Then, the last one. I take photos. I take photos. Here, photos is the object and that is plural. Eka tiyene bahuvachane. Photos, then what is the be verb? Are. Photos are taken. Past participle form of take is taken. T-A-K-E-N. Photos are taken by me. Photos are taken by me. Let's check the answers once again. Number 1, sweets are made by mother. Number 2, the birthday cake is made by sister. Number 3, dinner is prepared by granny. Number 4, home is decorated by our brother and grandpa. Number 5, a birthday gift is brought by uncle. Last one, photos are taken by me. Okay children, let's write down another activity. First, write down these sentences. Leave two lines after each. Then, you have to listen to a song and write the passive form of it by listening to the song. Let's write down these sentences. First one, I sing the song. I Sing, S-I-N-G, this song. The, T-H-E, song, S-O-N-G. Then leave two lines, as I told you. Uttaraliyana rule deka kidera ganna. Number two, you play the song. You, Y-O-U, play, P-L-A-Y, the song, T-H-E, the song, S-O-N-G. Number three, he plays the drums. He plays the drums. He, H-E, plays, P-L-A-Y-S, the, T-H-E, drums, D-R-U-M-S. Number four, she sings the song. She sings the song. She, S-H-E, sings, S-I-N-G-S, the song, T-H-E, S-O-N-G. Number five, it sings the song. It sings the song. It, I-T, sings, S-I-N-G-S, the song, T-H-E, song, S-O-N-G. Number six, we sing the song. We sing the song. Number seven, you play the song. You play the song. Number eight, they play the drums. They play the drums. They, T-H-E-Y, play, P-L-A-Y, the drums. T-H-E, the drums, D-R-U-M-S. The last one, number nine, we sing the song. We, W-E-V, sing the song. Okay, children, now listen to this song and write the passive form of these sentences. By listening to the song, you can find the passive form of these sentences. Listen carefully and write them down. After the song, we can discuss the answers, that means the passive form of these sentences. Could you write all the passive forms? I think now you yourself can form passive voice sentences. Right, let's check the answers. Number one, I sing the song. The passive form is, the song is sung by me. The song is sung, S-U-N-G, by me. Number two, you play the song. You play the song. The passive form, the song is played by you. The song is played by you. Number three, he plays the drums. He plays the drums. The drums are played by him. The drums are played by him. Number 4. She sings the song. She sings the song. The song is sung by her. The song is sung by her. Number 5. It sings the song. It sings the song. The song is sung by it. The song is sung by it. Number 6. We sing the song. We sing the song. The song is sung by us. The song is sung by us. Number 7. You play the song. You play the song. The song is played by you. The song is played by you. Number 8. They play the drums. They play the drums. The drums are played by them. The drums are played by them. The last one. We sing the song. We sing the song. The song is sung by us. You can check them again. The song is sung by me. The second one. The song is played by you. Third one. The drums are played by him. Number 4. The song is sung by her. Number 5. The song is sung by it. Number 6. The song is sung by us. Number 7. The song is played by you. Number 8. The drums are played by them. The last one. The song is sung by us. Children, let's listen to this song for a break. Enjoy it.
Cheers to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes. Everybody hurts someday. Yeah, yeah. But everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, yeah. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the hatred. It's too powerful to stop. Now my heart feels like an ember, and it's lighting up the dark. I'll carry these torches for ya, as you know I'll never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes. Everybody hurts someday. Yeah, yeah. Everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, yeah. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. back memories, bring back your do 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 do
Let's write down your homework. You can send answers to our WhatsApp number. Okay, children, now write down this activity. This is an agenda. Write it like that. The agenda of English Literary Association 2021. The agenda, write it as a topic, Matrukava Pidaliagana, the THE agenda, AGENDA of OF, English Literary Association, English, ENGLISH, Literary, LITERARY, Literary Association, ASSOCIATION. ASSOCIATION, English Literary Association 2021. Okay, children, you can draw two columns. One, the first one is for writing the time, the second column is for writing the items. Okay, number one, 8:30. A.M. 8:30 A.M. Light the oil lamp. L-I-G-H-T. Light the T-H-E-O-I-L. Oil lamp. L-A-M-P. Light the oil lamp. 8:30 A.M. 8:30 A.M. Do. Religious observances. Do. Religious. R-E-L-I-G-I-O-U-S. Religious observances. O-B-S-E-R-V-E-N-C-E-S. Religious. R-E-L-I-G-I-O-U-S. Observances. O-B-S-E-R-V-E-N-C-E-S. Do religious observances. Then write the time, 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Present the welcome dance. Present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present the T-H-E, welcome, W-E-L-C-O-M-E, welcome dance, D-A-N-C-E. Present the welcome dance. 9:30 a.m. Namai theater. Do the welcome speech. Do, D-O, the welcome speech. The, T-H-E, welcome, W-E-L-C-O-M-E, speech, S-P-E-E-C-H. Next, 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Present a stage drama. Present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present a stage drama. S-T-A-G-E, stage drama, D-R-A-M-A. Then at 10:30, present a group song. Present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present a group song. A group, G-R-O-U-P, song, S-O-N-G, present a group song. At 10:30, present a group song. Then at 11 a.m, present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, present, chief guest's speech. Chief, C-H-I-E-F, guest, G-U-E-S-T, apostrophe S, chief guest's speech, S-P-E-E-C-H. Present, chief guest's speech. Then, at 12 p.m., present a debate. Present, P-R-A-C-N-T, a debate. D-E-B-A-T-E, debate kiya namo kada vivadaya. Present a debate. Then, at 1 p.m., announce the winners. Announce the winners. A-N-N-O-U-N-C-E. Announce the winners. The T-H-E winners. W-I-N-N-E-R-S. Kalinthiya Bhuvivade Jayakrahakyan Nivedane Kirima. Then, at the same time, give certificates. Give certificates. Give G-I-V-E certificates. C-E-R-T-I-F-I-C-A-T-E-S. Give certificates. Then at 1:30, the vote of thanks. They are at do the vote of thanks. Do, D-O, the, T-H-E, vote, V-O-T-E, of, O-F, thanks. T-H-A-N, case. Do the vote of thanks. Right, you can check them again. I am going to read it for the second time. At 8:30 a.m. Okay, children, you can check them again. At 8:30 a.m. light the oil lamp. At 8:45, do religious observances. At 9 a.m. present the welcome dance. At 9:30 a.m. do the welcome speech. At 10, present a stage drama. At 10:30 a.m. present a group song. At 11 a.m. present chief guest's speech. At 12 p.m. present a debate. At 1 p.m. announce the winners. Announce the winners. And give certificates. Announce the winners and give certificates at the same time. At 1:30, the vote of thanks. The vote of thanks. Stuti katav kirim. Okay, children, here you can see the doa is not given, but you have to write them in passive voice. We'll see. Let's take the first example. Light the oil lamp. Light the oil lamp. We'll take the oil lamp as the subject. The oil lamp is lit. You can write it in shortened form without adding the doer. Karana kena sandahan nokara metana karana kena deelath naha. Karana kena sandahan nokara obata me vidhayata karmakaraka vakyayak vidire liyanna puluwan. The oil lamp is lit. The oil lamp is lit. Number 2. Do religious observances. Do religious observances. Here you can write it like this. Religious observances are done. Religious observances are done. Then I am going to help you. I am going to tell you the third one also. Present the welcome dance. Present the welcome dance. Then you can write it like this. The welcome dance is presented. The welcome dance is presented. Right. You can write the other items also using passive voice. Karma karaka vakya bhavita karala obata me ithuru item tikat liyanna puluwan. Liyala ape WhatsApp ankayata obe pirithuru evanna. Okay, children, it's time to wind up today's lesson. There are no shortcuts to success. There are no shortcuts to success. සාර්ථකත්වයට කෙටි මාර්ග නැත. සාර්ථකත්වයට කෙටි මාර්ග නැත. Keep this saying in your mind. Have a nice day, children.